therapy. I've cried, haven't I?
Yeah, she's run us up crying.
I've cried. Now I've got a black bin that's full up to the brim. That won't be empty for another week. I've got big hedges out my back. I can't even have them cut now because the garden bin is empty. So, and I'm paying for that garden bin and I can't use it.
So what are you doing with your rubbish at the moment? What are you having to do to try and avoid it?
I'm taking it down and putting it in my bin.
So you're having to take the rubbish from your mum,
yeah,
and take it so it gets disposed of?
And put it in my black bin. Yeah.
That's not crazy. Right, is it?
It's crazy. Terrible.
I have to load it in the car and then take it down just so that she's got enough room to fit, like, a little bit.
And it never was like that before.
It's only since they've changed the crews.
Yeah, those 6 weeks.
And the company.
Terrible. It's been unbearable.
So when did it start overflowing? When did it get to the point where you were like, wow, I need to complain? How soon did that happen?
We did a missed bin report the very first time about 6 weeks ago. And they said, the council said, we'll do a missed bin report, pass it over to the refuse company, and then if they pick it up, they'll come out and do it. But nobody ever picks the letter up.
So we're ringing like every other day. I ring and then my sister will ring. They tell my sister one thing, they tell me another thing. So I phoned about a week and a half ago. They escalated it to the next level. Someone will ring you. Nobody's rung me. I rung them yesterday to see if they'd got motion moving. The lady said, yeah, but you only reported it the day before. And I went, yeah, but this is 6 weeks. Look at the record. Like, me and my sister are constantly ringing. And no matter what you say to them, like, the ground's uneven, like, we're worried that if we ring her and she doesn't answer the phone,
she's
and she come
out
and try to put the bins out herself.
It's not safe.
It's not safe.
I can't do it.